Chorus, written by Xy42 and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, the Magnus Archives. Summary: Living Doll seeks soloist for performance of a lifetime. The wax museum hummed like a hive, little plastic wasps buzzing and busy, and Jane hummed with them, eyes closed serenely, swaying vaguely to their song. Not quite her song, not quite the sweet melody of the hive, but a harmonious counterpoint nevertheless. Hard plastic arms wound around her waist. "You sing so sweetly," Nicola crooned, her own voice a lilting soprano. She walked her fingers along Jane's collarbone to cradle her throat in her palm. She dipped her fingertips into a cluster of holes beneath Jane's jaw. "Will you sing in my chorus, pretty hive?" Jane tilted her head back to press her face to Nicola's, cheek to cheek.
What will you give us?
She asked. "All the soft, warm bodies you could want for," Nicola purred. She touched her lips to a writhing worm behind Jane's ear. She was cold and hard, an unsuitable home, but Jane sighed and relaxed in spite of that. Nicola's hand slipped beneath the neckline of her dress. "If I can keep the skins, you can have all the lovely inside parts." Nicola punctuated this point, pressing into the spongy flesh over Jane's heart, making 5 new holes with her fingers. The hive pulsed over her hand, engulfing her up to her wrist, 1,000 slime-soaked kisses squirming against her.
Will you give us the archivist?
Jane asked. She opened her mouth to Nicola's questing fingers. "I could take your vocal cords," Nicola suggested. "Pull out your tongue, take your pretty voice and sing for myself." Jane sealed her lips around Nicola's fingers, and the plastic did not click against her teeth because she had none.
What vocal cords?
Jane murmured. Nicola laughed delightedly. "Clever little thing," she trilled. "All right, fine. We can share him." Nicola pulled her hand away, and it shimmered silver in the embrace of the hive.
We would enjoy that,
said Jane, and tugged Nicola's hand back towards her heart. The end.